This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The fourth biggest economy on the planet holds elections on Sunday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to win and form another coalition government with the same partners she has now. So, business as usual? Not entirely, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Berlin.
This doesn't look like a German election campaign.
Kennen Sie schon die neue Partei Alternative für Deutschland?
Nein.
Campaigner Friedrich Hilser is on the street handing out leaflets for the AfD, dressed from head to toe in a bright blue body stocking.
It's really a full bodysuit, so there's no part of the body visible.
So you look like Spider-Man?
We look like a superhero a bit, like a blue-colored Spider-Man. And actually, we also want to show we are the AfD heroes.
Friedrich is a serious young man, a PhD economics student, but he wants to shake up what he calls the stodginess of German politics and the stifling consensus over the euro.
This is what we need in German politics, a bit more color and new ideas.
It's no accident that Friedrich is an economist. The AfD is full of them. The party has almost 300 economics professors. Here's one of them whipping up a storm on the campaign trail. The party argues that the euro in its current form has failed. Christian Schmidt, another AfD economist, says if the currency is to survive, it needs radical surgery.
To have most of the southern countries leave the eurozone.
That means Greece, Cyprus, Spain, Italy?
And even Portugal and possibly even France.
Yes, he's serious, even though the departure of so many member states could trigger financial mayhem.
It is better to face up to what doesn't really work in economic terms today, because the final bill will be much higher the longer you wait.
The problem for the AfD is that so far Germany's done very nicely out of the euro. Just ask the country's exporters. This family-owned steelworks in the northwest exports most of its products, helped by competitive pricing in euros. Executive Stephen Meyer.
The euro for business is much more easier than the Deutschmark was before. The Deutschmark today would be much more expensive than the euro.
Largely thanks to its exports, the German economy is doing much better than its southern neighbours. Nora Hesser of the Open Europe think tank says the euro crisis hasn't really hit the Germans.
No one is actually feeling the crisis here. They see it on the news, they read in the newspapers, something is going on, but they just don't feel it in their everyday life. They have their jobs, you know, life is good in Germany.
And presiding over this benign scenario is a brilliant politician who understands the benefits of dullness. Angela Merkel is boringly reassuring.
Yeah. Herr Schnöbke von der Niemann Brothers.
The AfD has derided her with innovations like this animated puppet show, but to no avail. Opinion surveys suggest the party may not win a single seat in Sunday's election. The AfD's real problem is that Germany has lent hundreds of billions to southern Europe, but so far it hasn't lost a single cent. However, Christian Schmidt claims that after the election it'll be a different story. Germany will have to write off some of the debt.
77% of the German public no longer wishes to send one more euro to Greece. And once the haircut will be done, and it's inevitable, then definitely taxes will have to go up, and finally German public feels it in their pocketbook.
Then, he says, the AfD won't need Spider-Man suits or puppet shows to grab the public's attention. The crisis will move to center stage, dragging the AfD with it. In Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.